Yes, the Lord is always saying things. Always saying things. And we can always be saying things too. Right? We can be working on that. Maybe, yeah, there we go. Yeah. Yes, the dynamics of the electronics. Always something, you know, and that's, in our lives, it's always something. There's always something. Always something, that was something my mom said all the time. Always something, isn't there? You know, well, yeah, there's always something. What something will we focus on? You know? We can turn our eyes upon Jesus. Always put our eyes on Jesus. Always thinking about him, because he's always got something. You know? And that's, well, that's what I'd like to do. I have to say that I have found myself, as we were rejoicing in the 250th anniversary of the Army yesterday, honoring the military, and then every now and then they would show us flashes to the people that were having a No King Day. And you have to wonder, you know, how is it that people are so stupid and they still breathe? And yet, those people wonder how we can be so foolish. But that doesn't bother me. What bothers me is that I had some ideas for them that I shouldn't have for them. You know, and some of those ideas came out of my mouth, and Vicki was there. I said, "I'm sorry, Lord, forgive me. That I don't mean that." But you know, because I realized that most of them don't have any idea what they're doing, and we know that quite a number of them are doing it because somebody is paying them, and I would guess probably sometime in my life I was paid to be stupid. You know, not money, but here, I'll buy you a drink if you eat that raw gizzard. I ate raw gizzards, frozen gizzards, you know. But that didn't hurt anybody but me. But, you know, I mean, you think about it and you just, you know, why? Why would they just be willing to destroy property? And I would never have thrown anything at a policeman. In my worst, I would become a very attentive and polite young man in the presence of a policeman, because I understood that that policeman could cause me great trouble. But they've lost their minds, you know? But that shouldn't spoil my celebration of our country. And to be honest, the more of that kind of thing that I see, the more I appreciate where I live. I have often in my prayers, or just in the view of something, said, you know, Lord, why? How is it that I'm so fortunate to be born in America? I've been to other places and I've seen other places, and they show the little children starving, and you know, we're so fortunate, and yet we have people who, rather than feeling fortunate, they're going to complain. People waving flags of other nations and shouting death to America and burning the American flag. That should be, they should have planes on the runway ready to just take them. I mean, seriously. They should, you don't like it, leave. You know, don't try to turn this into something that you can appreciate, because you ain't going to appreciate those other places. But they, you know, that happens. And so I see that, and it just makes me want to run through a troop, you know. But at the same time, I say that what can we do in the face of that? Well, Hebrews tells us to hold fast to those things that we know are true. Hold on to the truth. Why? Because God is able. He is able to do. He can be trusted to keep his promise. We keep our eyes on the promises. Trusting in the promises of Christ our King. You know, trusting, standing on the promises, standing on the promises. You know, and if we get back onto those promises, we can feel good, because we will feel the presence of God. You know? And we can pray about those things and then leave them with God. We aren't blind. We can see those things, but that isn't what I need to focus on. It's not what I need to go to sleep, because I can't fix it. I can't fix it. I can't say everything that I would like to say. Maybe I can. I'll have to pray about that. But the things that I would like to respond to, like Facebook posts, you know, I mean, why would you want to protest? And I saw some people that are reasonably intelligent people. They were smarter than me in school, so maybe, you know, but they've got their little thing up, you know. I did put a little post on that said, God bless America and happy birthday to our Army 250th birthday. I haven't looked to see if I was responded to or not. God has a response. God can take care of it. He says, cast your care on me. So I've got to cast my care on him. I need to hold on to what he has said, what he has told us to do. So, dear brothers and sisters, verse 19 of Hebrews chapter 10, we can boldly enter heaven's most holy place because of the blood of Jesus. Because of the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, that blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washed me white as snow. There's power. There's power to break every chain. There's all of that. Lord, help me to remember that. To always go there. To always just give it to the Lord in prayer. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Because we can go right in. Jesus opened a new life-giving way through the curtain into the most holy place. You know, the Lord told us this morning that praise and worship bores a hole in the rocky places and the places that block. It bores a hole in it and makes a way through it. When she was saying that, I just had a picture of the, you know, a drill going through the rock and the water coming out, you know, making it through. When we pray and we pray for rain, we bore a hole in the heavenlies for it to come out. We know that he will do what he's promised. He's trustworthy. So then if somebody says, well, where's the rain? It's coming. Even more miraculous if God just grew the crops without it. But maybe we don't have enough faith to keep standing like that, so he throws us, because there will be a harvest, seed time and harvest. He's trustworthy. So we remember his trustworthiness. Since we have such a great high priest who rules over God's house, let's just go right into the presence of God with sincere hearts, fully trusting him. For our guilty consciences have been sprinkled with Christ's blood to make us clean. And our bodies have been washed with pure water. You know? That's true. That's true. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I appreciate it more than I should appreciate it more. I should dwell on that, because it reminds me that I once was lost. Whew, was I lost? You know, what kind of fool do you think I am? I couldn't even explain to you what kind of fool that I was. And so I can have compassion on those that I see foolish. I can have compassion on them. I don't need to say those other things. I don't need to think those other things. I don't need to wish those other things, because I really don't want those other things. I don't. Don't want those things to happen. You know? But I have been praying for a long, long time. I've just been praying, expose and dispose. Do it your way, Lord. But expose these things and dispose of them. My goodness, there have been so many things exposed. Exposed and exposed. And you wonder, apparently there are some people that don't pay attention to what's been exposed. Guess what? There's people that don't pay any attention to what's been exposed about Jesus. Open the eyes to see. Open the ears, open the hearts to understand, to understand that we're washed. Washed. I want to see everybody washed. I do. I want everybody to know the joys of the Lord. I want everybody to just know the joy of sins forgiven. I do. I want everyone, because it's the greatest thing in the world. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Yes, I am. My sins are washed away. Oh, praise the Lord. There are so many people that have never praised the Lord. Seriously. I went to church for all those years. I never once praised the Lord. I sang the songs, never praised the Lord. You know? I heard the word never, never, never praise the Lord. But I was there, bless God. I'm going to be honest. You were in church and didn't praise the Lord too. No, you always did. Oh, I see. Okay, good. I'm glad to get that squared away. You know, and I don't mean here, but I mean before I knew the Lord, I could sit in his presence and not acknowledge the Lord. Never, never, never say, "Woo, I'm forgiven." Because I never asked for forgiveness. I might have said I'm sorry, but I never asked for forgiveness. And so we can go because we've been washed by pure water. So Hebrews 10:23 says, let's hold tightly without wavering to the hope that we affirm. In other words, we agree with the truth, right? We know that these things are true. We know that what he's done for others, he'll do for us. And we know that what he's done for us, he'll do for others. We know that there's a way when it seems like there is no way. We know that there can be a breakthrough. We know that things can change. We know that. And so we hold fast to the hope that we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. If things don't go the way we want them to go, that doesn't matter. God can be trusted to keep his promise. We can hold on to that hope, because he blessed us and he changed our lives. I wrote in my journal this week, I said, what's changed? What's changed? You know? Lots has changed in 40 years, but has anything changed since yesterday? Well, something changed yesterday when I thought about, I don't need to want those things for those folks. I don't need to be distracted from the good and the wonderful and the perfect and the pure and the what God wants. I don't need to be distracted from that. I don't need to allow the enjoyment that I have from celebrating 250 years of the Army. I don't need to allow that to just be bounced over to those stupid people. You know? Why are they doing those things? Because they don't know better. Forgive them, Father. They don't know what they do. If someone does something to us, forgive them, Father. They don't know what they do. If someone says something about us, forgive them, Father. They don't know what they do. I'll leave how it's handled to you. I don't need to waste my brain power coming up with a solution for things that I don't have any business in the solution. God hasn't said to me, you figure this out. You know? God hasn't said, okay, what do you really want me to do, Roger? Oh, geez. All of a sudden, reality would soak in. Well, I can't tell you what I would like done because I don't really want it done. And if all of a sudden it happened and it was because of me, I'd be really upset. Forgive me, Lord. As I thought about people being paid and bribed to do things, I thought about Balaam and Balak. You know? Balak offered money to Balaam. He wanted him to come and curse Israel. And Balaam knew better. But he said, give me a night to seek the Lord about it. God had already told him, don't do it. But the money. Show me the money. You know? Finally gets his fine. Go ahead and go. And then he sends an angel to block his way and a donkey to give him wisdom. You know? But still, okay, I'll try. You got to know that God has said, I won't be able to curse him, so I can only say what God would have me say. You know? Give it your best shot, Balaam, Balak says. And Balaam blesses him. Just blesses him. And Balak's upset. And Balaam wants his money. I ain't going to give you any money for that. Well, let me try again. How stupid can you be and still breathe? You know? Well, maybe God will let me just throw one little curse. Let me do one little thing. You know? We know better. We know better. Sometimes we just do one little thing because it can't hurt. But we know God. And that can change. He doesn't give up on us, does he? He doesn't cast us aside. He never even says, I'm really disappointed in you. He never says, I hope you're proud of yourself. You know, he doesn't do that. You know, he says, let's fix this. Let's fix, but hold on to the truth that you know. Go back to that place because you know I can be trusted. You know I can be trusted. I know when I'm at the jail that it is always good news for them to know that they can keep going to God. Yeah. And they know that they should know better. But God won't give up on them, so we can't give up on them. We don't give up. I haven't given up on my children or anything like that. I haven't given up. We don't give up. If we being evil know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will our Heavenly Father? You see, these are things that we hear. These are things that we say. Sometimes we just don't think about them. You know? It sounds familiar. The Holy Spirit reminds you, oh, yeah, that sounds familiar. You know? There's no excuses. There's no excuses. But we don't have to worry about making excuses. We need to hold on because he's faithful to keep his promises. And so our desire is to keep our promises. And the only place we make our promises is we make our promises to him, and he helps us keep them. He will help us. Just as surely as he will save you, he will save you. He will save you now. We need rescued once in a while. You know? We need help sometimes. Sometimes we're hanging on by a thread, you know? Not to our faith. We're hanging on to, you know, it's like I really want to do the right thing. Like Mia always wants to go out. I always want to put Mia out, but now she's got a bad attraction. She wants to run over and check on the kittens. I don't want her to run over and check on the kittens, you know? See? And it's funny. This morning she was out there and she headed that way. I said, nope. She turned sideways and she was thinking of a route. I know she was. I said, you get back here. So she came back toward me, went another way. You know, and I know what she, I said, no. So she went ahead and did her business and came back toward me, but all the time looking toward the kittens. You know, it was like, it was a real accomplishment for her. She just kind of gave up and came into the house, you know. And sometimes we're like that. Sometimes we even say nope, but we're thinking of a route, you know, thinking of a way around it, thinking about just bolting and going straight to it. She does that sometimes too, but you know, just thinking, sometimes it just gets so awful so we can't hardly think. I don't know what I was thinking. That's when we come to those things. I don't know what I was thinking. Well, probably in those instances, we thought too long and mulled about it too long rather than just coming boldly into the throne of grace. The place that we are most comfortable, the place that we most desire, the place that we love. You know, the Lord is always saying, come home. There are things in this world, I tell you, more and more and more and more and more. Jesus' little tiny statement about in this world you're going to have tribulation. Can't get around it. You're going to have it. This world is problematic. It's problematic. You know? And that's where people come up with, I never thought I'd see the day. You know? Never thought. Did any of you ever think we would see the things going on that we're seeing going on? Did you ever think that parents would want to mutilate their own children? What kind of thinking is that? You know, that's demonic. It's demonic. It's the prince of Persia. It's the darkness powers that somehow cause people to, you know, well, you know, I can become famous if I do this. Everybody's going to look at me. Yeah, I didn't want anybody to want to look at me. But that these things, I never thought we would see this day. It could not be. It could not possibly happen. But Jesus said, in this world, he might have added, don't be surprised. The ability of man to follow evil is enormous. You know? Who'd ever thought? We wouldn't have. But Jesus said, I've overcome it. I've overcome it. Some glad morning, I'll fly away. To a land where joys will never end, I'll fly away. Where there'll be no more sadness, no more sorrow, no more confusion, no more crazy, you know. I mean, I'm telling you, when people talk about, I know that so-and-so is looking down and watching me. There ain't no way people in heaven are going to watch this stuff. No way. You know? God told Lazarus, hey, the rich man, he told him, hey, there's no crossing over. You had while you had it, you stay there. Send somebody. I sent my son. What do you think? You know? I mean, it's like, well, you know, things have changed. God has changed. God changes not. He changes not. Thank the Lord for that. He's not wishy-washy. That's why we can trust him. We can trust him. We can hold tightly without wavering to the hope that we affirm. He is the only true God. He is the only way. I had a guy come into jail this week, and he was a guy who came in and then left telling me, I don't want to hear just Jesus stuff. I don't know what's happened since then, but he came in and he listened willingly to just Jesus stuff. And he didn't want to give me some other philosophy. There was even a nod and an amen once in a while. It's like, he had a breakthrough. We can hold fast to these things. Because why? God can be trusted to keep his promise. This too shall pass. So hold on. Just hold on to the truth. Speak the truth. Share the truth. Declare the truth. Wherever you are, just share the truth. God is good. Just share the truth. He can help. He can be trusted. Just little seeds, little tidbits. But as you pour them out, we get lifted up. We get built up in our most holy faith, you know? Who can you tell? Anybody, you know? Tell your cat to tell those other cats over at the lumber yard, Levon. Just tell, go over there and tell them. You know? Preach the word. Preach to all creation. You know? That sounds foolish, but you know what? There's a building up, there's a growing up in showing up and sharing. People need to know. If you go to bed at night and the Lord says, Did you share me with anybody today? Have a long list. You know, God saves people. And people just need to know, you know. The other day at the post office, someone was there and had something on their neck for their neck. And I said, well, let's pray for you. I just went for my arms on the shoulder and just came in for a hug. You know, just longing for the presence of God. Offer them the presence of God. Everybody. Withhold it from nobody. And hold on to Him, because He can do it. We can trust Him to keep His promise. I don't want to just live my life enjoying the promises of God. I mean, I like the promises of God. I like the blessings of God. I like to know His goodness is coming after me. I like to know if I get run over by a train, His goodness is right behind the train. I like to know that. I like to know that. But, oh man, I really like to know that God's working in other people's lives. I like to know. You know, I'd like us to be the crazy people that can't shut up about Jesus. You know, it's always Jesus, always Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's always Jesus, always Jesus, always Jesus, always Jesus. We haven't run out of energy, have we? We haven't run out of boldness, have we? We haven't run out of joy, have we? You know, we aren't just sitting around waiting for Him to dig the hole, are we? No. We shouldn't be. We shouldn't be. We should be. You are vessels. Vessels unto the glory of God. Amen? So hold on. Reach out your hand to the man who carries you. Call upon the Lord while He is near. Seek Him while He may be found. Spread the good news. He's listening. He's listening. He's waiting. Father, in Jesus' name, we're grateful that we know You can be trusted to keep Your promises. And oh, Your promises. You have a promise for every single thing that anybody could ever face. You have a promise. A promise that will cover it, clear it, make a way in it. A promise that will bore the hole in the blockage. A promise. We praise You, we worship You, we give You glory forever and ever. Amen. 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 Shout unto God with a voice of triumph.